Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing the most recent Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So one of the first things that I wanted to talk to you about today is about an assortment of projects going on around town right now. So let's kind of take each of them individually and start with the library project. So talk a little bit about that and what was approved during the meeting regarding the library expansion.
Sure. So last night we approved the plan specifications and public hearing to accept bids for the 2020 library renovation project. So in a few weeks here, we'll be accepting those bids. And by the end of the month, hopefully we'll award a bid and get that project started, hopefully in August.
For sure. And then for people who are not aware of what this project entails, kind of give a brief overview of it.
Sure. So I know it's got a new entrance on the east side of the library facing Railroad Street. Also includes some reconfiguration inside the library, and then also adds a family bathroom to help out with some needs in that aspect. So just kind of a nice update similar to what's going on at the rec center. So great to be able to update two facilities kind of at the same time and improve our services and our public spaces for our residents.
For sure. And then that transitions nicely into the McCurry Center. This project has been ongoing for the last couple months here and really making good progress still, it sounds like.
Yeah, kind of the silver lining of this pandemic that we're currently in is that our rec center and pool were closed. So it was made possible that we were able to kind of hand over the keys to the whole building to the contractor. They're on track to be completed with that project sometime in August. So hopefully we'll be able to reopen then. We are looking at some possibilities of opening certain areas of that facility, maybe the fitness center, maybe the splash pad and or pool. So really just kind of taking that as it comes and using some caution for safety of the patrons out there. So hopefully that continues to keep on track. I was out there yesterday and they were starting to paint. So that's kind of the sign of the beginning of the end of putting everything back together and making everything refreshed out there. So lots of exciting stuff. I'm really excited to get that back open to the public and let everybody see what has been going on. So nice part is instead of kind of having to work around each other and piecemeal it together and have that be done late November, hopefully they'll be able to get it done in August. So looking forward to that, looking forward to a nice grand reopening. It's going to be a completely new space, and I'm really excited to start showing that off to the public.
For sure. So the asphalt overlay project is ongoing both around town and on First Street. So give people a little update on both of those.
Yeah, so two completely separate projects, but closely related. The DOT project on First Street, they've let me know that they're still working on some concrete patching. And you'll notice that they're working on some pedestrian ramps at the sidewalk crossings along First Street to help improve those and make those ADA compliant. Once they're done with that and other patching, they'll be moving forward with the milling and overlay portion of First Street. So we're just asking that people try and pay very close attention through the stretch of First Street, Highway 144 through Perry. There's a lot of cones out, lots of construction. And as they move around up and down that corridor, they are kind of adjusting lanes and where people are to be driving. So just try and take some extra cognizance through there and be sure you pay attention to which lane you're supposed to be in and slow down for those workers out there because we want them to be able to stay safe. As far as the in-town overlays go, they're going to get started back up here this week in some neighborhoods. This is the city's overlay program, and hopefully they'll continue to get that knocked out and continue to have a successful project through there. Things are going really well so far. I know down in the Southgate neighborhood, that area has been completed and took care of some issues down there that have been around for quite a while. So hopefully we can continue that through town and hopefully improve some roads and really spruce up some neighborhoods. I always enjoy kind of getting the after picture of those neighborhoods once we overlay a road. It just kind of brightens things up and makes it look like a whole new area once you have a freshly overlaid road in front of the houses. So continuing that project through town, and hopefully we'll be getting done with that soon.
Absolutely. The last project I want to discuss here today is an upcoming one. It hasn't started yet, obviously. That's the wastewater treatment plant, but it's definitely a highly anticipated project for the city, correct?
Yes, we've been, I forget how many years now we've been working on this, but definitely a few years. Looking forward to starting this project, but still going through some hoops with funding and the DNR. So last night we did have a public hearing for our state revolving loan fund application. Got that done, so we'll be able to move that process forward. Continuing to put together the plans and work with the DNR to put those plans together. And I know our city engineers, Bolton and Mink, have been working very hard to go to bat for the city and help us work with the DNR to reduce some of the flow requirements and save us a considerable amount of money. So thank you to Bolton and Mink, and especially Andrew Sint, who's been the project manager for this. He's put in a lot of time and has definitely saved us a lot of money. So we're very grateful to him. But hopefully that can go to bid in July and be awarded sometime in August. Hopefully get started on that project out there at the treatment plant this fall, inspecting probably a 18 to 24 month construction time frame. So definitely a longer construction period than projects that we've done in the recent history, but we're excited to get that going.
All right, for sure. The last thing I want to ask you about today is just about COVID-19 in general and the process for reopening the city as a whole. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So as of yesterday, we did relax some of the actions that we took in response to COVID-19. So first off, the library is now accepting back some of those checked out items over the last couple of months. So there's specific bins in front of the library off of Railroad Street that you can drop off your items. Parks and Recreation, they did relax some of the rules. So the playgrounds are now open, as well as some of those sporting areas such as basketball courts, tennis courts, and ball fields. So people are able to use those again. We just ask that people don't congregate in large numbers. And we're still asking that people not start big pickup games where you might have a bunch of people in close proximity. So really just relying on people to practice what we've been preaching the last few months of social distancing and proper hygiene to help not have a resurgence anytime soon of this pandemic. So hopefully we can be successful in that. And then the police department has started back up with fingerprinting services as well as vehicle inspection services. So for people that are going inside of the police department for fingerprinting, you will be required to wear a face covering, and we would ask that you bring your own, but if you don't have access to one, they do have them available there that they can give out. So that's kind of where we're at now. We are not necessarily setting firm dates of other openings and things like that. So just kind of taking it as we're able to get information and understand our situation locally. I know it's sometimes hard to see other communities doing different things, but we definitely are in a more unique situation here in Perry with the level of community spread and cases within our community. So just trying to keep that in mind, trying to keep the safety of our community and our staff in mind as we make these decisions to relax some of those actions that we did end up taking a couple months ago. So just bear with us. We want to be open fully to the public again, but we also are keeping safety top of mind throughout all of this.
Absolutely. Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, I think I'll just kind of continue that with asking people to continue to be safe, use good hygiene, practice social distancing, and please, when you're out shopping and unable to practice social distancing or out in public, unable to practice social distancing, please wear a face covering to help protect the people around you, because you could be a carrier, not even know it, and spread it to people around you. So just try and keep in mind, wearing a face covering isn't about you, it's about the people you're around. So please try and keep that in mind as you're out and about, and help keep our community healthy.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.